Please, Andrew. This is you and me and Charlie we're talking about. I care so much about both of you, you can't imagine. What I did with Lawrence, I'm so sorry.
Why did you do it?
It was never meant to mean anything. It was just sex.
The lie came out of my mouth so easily, but I realized why it was so popular. Just sex. That's the convention, isn't it, these days? Sex has become one of those words you can put just in front of. Anything else you'd like to minimize at this time, Sarah? Just unfaithfulness? Just betrayal? Just breaking my fucking heart?
Stop it. Please, stop it. What can I do? What can I do to make it right again?
Andrew said he didn't know. Andrew cried down the phone. These were two things he had never done, the not knowing and the crying. Hearing Andrew weeping over the crackling phone line, I began to cry too. When we both dried up, there was silence. And this silence had a new quality in it, the knowledge that there had been something left to cry over after all. The realization hung on the phone line, tentative, like a life waiting to be written.
Please, Andrew, maybe we need a change of scenery, a fresh start.
A pause. He cleared his throat.
Yes, all right.
We need to get away from things. We need to get away from London and our jobs and even Charlie. We can leave him with my parents for a few days. We need a holiday.
Andrew groaned.
Oh, Jesus. A holiday.
Yes. Andrew, please.
Jesus. All right. Where?
The next day I called him back.
I've got a freebie, Andrew. Ibino Beach in Nigeria. Open-ended tickets. We can leave on Friday.
This Friday?
You can file your column before we leave and you'll be back in time for the next one.
But Africa?
There's a beach, Andrew. It's raining here and it's dry season there. Come on, let's get some sun.
Nigeria, though. Why not Ibiza or the Canaries?
Don't be boring, Andrew. Anyway, it's just a beach holiday. Come on now, how bad can it be?